Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ben Levy, right wing, driving in against Glenn, off the window, short. Jeff Thomas goes up and slams it home on an offensive rebound. Jeff Thomas makes it a seven-point ball game, 77-70, and that is a highlight right there for the senior from Norwalk, Ohio.
Great call by Dave Cohen on our sister station, WAOK. AOK and 99 The Game, your home of Georgia State. Hoops, we got plenty more guys in the NFL Blitz. Randy will answer the question, what happened to Todd Gurley? As none of the answers make any sense from Sean McVay.
Nothing.
But it always makes sense when we talk to this guy. It's Ron Hunter, the head coach of Georgia State, who, by the way, as you heard there in the highlight, they get it done. The battle of the GSU Southern. Well, it's the Statesboro Blues as the Georgia State sends
different
them.
Blue, Mike.
Yeah, they sent him back home unhappy with an 81-72 win. DeMarcus Simons, 29 points, and a great win for Ron Hunter, who's back on top. Two-game win streak now. How you doing, Coach?
Doing well. I'm on my way to the airport, getting ready to get ready for Louisiana.
And as we said, yes, there was the Shaq party. There was things at State Farm, but there was nothing like the excitement of what we had down on Cortland on Saturday night.
Yeah, I thought a great environment in the arena, and our students and the Georgia State community showed out, of course, because we were playing Southern from Georgia. And good game, great atmosphere, but the most important thing, we got the win.
That's the most important thing, Coach. And right now, Coach, you're far into your 26 games in and all these things. I'm sorry, 22 games into the season. Coach, is there anything that you're doing right now that you want to do better when tournament comes around?
Well, I think we're starting to peak right now. I think we're playing our best defense of the year, rebounding the ball. We made a few changes, and I think that's helped us out. But I wanted to peak now. I think the teams that get into the NCAA tournament and do well in the NCAA tournament, our teams is playing their best basketball in February and March. And so we were taking with some things, doing some things that are different. We're back to our base right now. And even with all summer, everything we've done, this is when we've got to make our mark. This is when we got to play our best basketball. And I feel good about our team right now.
You got so many weapons. You know, we've talked about it before as Ron Hunter joins us, guys, our Georgia State Hoops report here on 92.9 The Game. You got a lot of weapons. I mean, I know we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but it's certainly with Jeff Thomas coming up big the other night. Simons always seems to be so steady that you've got a team which can compete with almost anybody.
Well, you missed the biggest weapon. Coaching is the biggest thing. That's the biggest weapon we got.
The X factor.
It's one of the most incredible things you could ever see. So, you know, we don't talk about that, but no. Yeah, we do. Our kids are doing a great job, man. They really are. I'm the opposite of Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick talks about the players. Let's just talk about the coaching. I think it's important to do that. No, it is about our kids and how they're playing, and I love how they're playing and what they're doing right now. And that's the most important thing. And I've got an older group that kind of understands me and understand how to play, and we're having a lot of fun right now.
And, Coach, with that being said, you look at, you said all these great kids, and Mike was talking about the numbers and everything they're putting up. One thing I was noticing, Coach, the minutes that they play, and you got a couple, like four or five guys averaging over 30 minutes a game. Is there any way that you're going to try, maybe as the season goes on, to try and limit those guys and get them a little bit of rest?
Nope. Nope. I get going a lot of nope. All, you know, it's funny because guys want to play. Everybody want to play. Well, I'm a big – I just think you play your best players right at the end of the year, your seniors, and they can rest. They can rest on off days. But, no, I let my best players just play.
What about getting guys off the bench, though? Because Kane Williams goes for 19 against Southern off the bench. I mean, is that just like a feel thing when you insert the guy and let the guy with the hot hand stay in the game?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, one of the things I always like to do, I like seniors to play at the end because they know that this is it. Seniors aren't going to have they're not going to play 4 or 5 months from now. They're going to play next year. So they play with a little bit of edge. They want to get to the tournament. They, you know, when you're a freshman and sophomore, you know, it feels good. You want to go, but there's nothing like that senior. So you'll see me like right now, I'm playing all seniors. These guys that have been here before, that are hungry, that want to get back to the tournament. They're playing desperate right now because this is it. They know they only have a few more games, a few more practices. And you play a little bit more hungry that way. So I really shorten our rotation, and I really put it on our seniors to get us back to the NCAA tournament.
Hey, Coach, your program is, in my opinion, the standard as far as college basketball in this state right now. You're number one in the Sun Belt and things like that. Question for you is, with all the talent that's in this state, how do you try and keep these kids here at home and play in front of their families?
Well, I think it's important. And for us, you know, Georgia State is in the middle of downtown Atlanta. You know, you can't recruit guys from other parts. You got to understand how Atlanta works. The kids that are from this area, they know Atlanta, so it's not a big deal for them. So it's important that we do that for that reason. You know, because all of a sudden you bring an 18-year-old kid in from North Carolina, and all of a sudden he's living in Atlanta, he's going to have some problems. And so one of the things that we do, we want kids that understand Atlanta, that understand what we're doing here, and that's part of the culture and some of the things that we dig. So, you know, if I get a kid, you know, from Decatur, and he's coming downtown to college, you know, in downtown Atlanta, he can handle that. You know, some of my kids from Ohio, it took Jeff Thomas 3 years to learn how to live in Atlanta. Now he's got this thing figured out. But I just think that's part of it. I also think when you're an urban institution, I think it's imperative that that the local kids are good and that you keep them home.
It is Ron Hunter with us, guys. Of course, having their own private plane is a big sales tool, Randy. Panther 1, about ready to take over to Louisiana to take on Monroe. Went down to the wire last time, man. You expect another nail biter?
No, I hope we won by 50. So I'm being honest. I don't like the nail biter. I just hope we win by 50. We get on the plane and get out of there.
All right, man. Well, hey, bro, we always love catching up with you, Ron, and have a great road trip, and best of luck, man.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it. I know you guys got your Super Bowl hangover right now, but I appreciate you taking the call.
Thanks a lot.
Carl's not even functioning right now. We've got to get him one of your little scooters to roll around. Hey, man, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Coach.
I got you on that.
There he is, Ron Hunter from Georgia State, guys. As we said, first place in the Sun Belt.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.